Wonderful. It's Thursday, only 3 days to game day. Thursday is the day to pick which open house you're going to hold open. You've researched it. You can see that it's in a cluster of other homes that are for sale in the area. It doesn't sit completely isolated, because if you hold an open house that's too isolated, people won't show up. If there's four or five open houses in that area, you're going to get better foot traffic. So you picked the right one. You made a decision. You want to double your price point. You want to start doubling your commissions. And you said, my sphere of influence won't double, but I can take control of that. I'm going to start holding open houses out of my comfort zone. I'm not holding 200,000. I'm going to 500,000. If I don't have the listing, I'm going to ask an agent in the office, can I hold your house open? If you're at 350, go to 700,000. Start doubling your income without having to double your work. Your future referrals will come from that group. So, are you fired up? Sunday's game day. You're going to practice again and again the presentation of the pieces, off-market property presentation. All your questions should be literally reflexive. Just like a tennis player, when the ball comes at them, screaming at them, they're able to swing because there's muscle memory. When a baseball player swings at a ball at 100 miles an hour and they hit it, it's called muscle memory. They could not see the ball at 100 miles an hour. Your muscle memory needs to happen when you're presenting to the public. They're cruising through this open house. They don't want to make eye contact with you. Why would they? You've got to have something intriguing to ask. It's not about what you say. It's about what you ask. So dedicate yourself to our trade. And that is, know your questions. Know the order of the questions. Know where you're going to stand in the property when you greet people. How you're going to try to interact with them generally in the kitchen and or the master suite. Those are the interactive rooms. It is not, you know, in the upstairs bedrooms or whatever the case, or the dining room. People will linger longer generally in the kitchen, possibly in the master bedroom. It's a big room, generally the master bedroom, compared to the other rooms. So are you prepared in two ways? Skill set, that you know your stuff, and mindset, that you say, coach, put me in. I can't wait. I'm going to pick up people, and I'm going to get a sit down at their house. They're going to invite me over so I could walk around, do an analysis, and they're going to see me in the field because I'm going to add a lot of value. All right, it's game day. Let's go succeed. Thank you.